Joe Biden advisor under fire for musings on ungrateful ass speeches. By Kyle Olson on August 13, 2020. A top advisor for Joe Biden's Pennsylvania campaign is under fire for posting numerous slurs against women on social media. The Delaware Valley Journal reported Manuel Guzman Jr., Deputy Coalition's Director for Latino Engagement and the Democratic nominee for Pennsylvania House District 127 in Berks County, previously posted several derogatory statements on Twitter. "God damn this girl in front of me got way too much effing perfume on. Like damn mommy, if you gotta put that much s on hashtag stinky veg," he wrote in 2011, referring to female genitalia. "Wait, so let me get this straight. So it's okay for you to punch me in the balls, but it's a big deal when I punch you in the leg? Ah, women," he said in another post. The news site found he also wrote ungrateful ass speeches. "These hoes the same, all they change is their outfits, and the next BTCH say I look like Drake getting slapped." Guzman refused to respond to the Delaware Valley Journal. But he told the PA Post, "Those tweets do not represent the values that I have today. Nor do they represent the values that I will fight for as the first Latino from Reading to be elected to the PA House of Representatives." He continued, "The truth is, there is no excuse for my words. I was young, ignorant, immature and, like a lot of young people, did not consider the impact my words would have." Guzman said he wanted to apologize to my mother, grandmother, my sister, and all the women who have supported me in my life. "You don't talk about women like that. Plain and simple." Guzman's opponent, Vincent Gagliardo Jr., R., responded, according to the Reading Eagle, "People who have that mentality shouldn't be running for office. He's a child in a man's body." Guzman locked his Twitter account after the exposure, preventing anyone from browsing his other musings. Meanwhile, Guzman isn't the only Democrat candidate to disparage women. Michigan State Representative John Hoadley, D., who is locked in a tight battle with incumbent U.S. Representative Fred Upton, R., wrote at least one blog in the mid-2000s in which he referred to women as breeders. Hoadley is gay. He wrote, "Jen, Liz, and I made it to the straight bars. Glad I went, but my straight fix has been satisfied for a while. I'm not going to lie, breeder equals weird slash bad answers. Disagree if you want, you're just deluding yourself," WBCK reported. In another, he referred to his sexual partners as victims. Hoadley wrote that he had bulging pecs and huge arms after working out at the gym. "Now the boys want to buy me drinks. I let them think they're getting lucky, get their turn, but now I'm the match ready to release my burn. I turn to my little black book that's commonly called a cell phone," Hoadley wrote in another. "My fingers walk as I talk to the latest victim of my sexual conquest." WBCK said Hoadley admitted to authoring the posts. Kyle Olson is a reporter for Breitbart News. He is also host of The Kyle Olson Show, syndicated on Michigan radio stations on weekends. Listen to segments on YouTube or download full episodes at iHeartRadio. Follow him on Twitter, like him on Facebook, and follow him on Parler.